Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Pevov in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, beginning of the ninth parak of Meseches Trumas. We're starting Daf Pei Amud Beis in the beginning of the parak. Says the Mishnah, Zoreya Trumo Shoykik. One who plants Trumo, but Shoykik, he takes Trumo, and he plants it into the ground, but he does it by mistake. The din is Yufach. What's Yufach? He needs to go and uproot what he planted. There's the Gzeira of Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said, person planted Trumo, don't allow the Trumo to grow. Just uproot it and take it out. Umezit yikayim. But if it was done umezit, then he needs to keep it. Why he needs to keep it? Because once he planted it umezit, he right away made this field a field of Trumo. Some of the Mefarshim explain, at least people think, they look at it and they saw him planting Trumo, they assume this field became a field of Trumo. Therefore, he should not uproot it because it looks like he's taking it away and ruining Trumo. But he should let it grow. So that's the difference between shogeg and mezid. In a sense, the shogeg has to uproot, and mezid, he can let it grow. He needs to let it grow because it looks like he's coming and ruining Trumo in the field. And this is the din of Giduli Trumo, the Chazal or Goizer, that someone who plants Trumo, whatever grows, is considered to be Trumo. V'im yivye shlish, but if he planted and it grew a third, bein shogeg bein mezid yikayim, now he cannot uproot it, he has to let it stay. Because once it got to the stage of a third, now it's really Trumo. You can't uproot it anymore. But if it's flax that's growing, so even with mezid, you can take it out. Because in flax, the only things which are Trumo are the seeds. And the seeds are the minority. What a person wants from the flax is the actual branches which don't have a gedusha of Trumo. These geduli Trumo that was planted, whatever grows, it's a chulin. So therefore, it's chayav and matas kuna of leket shicho peo. The things you have to give to an oni who in the field, you have to give it to him. Even though truma, you don't have to give to an oni. But yeah, it's not really true midiraisa, only midirabara. V'ani Yisrael v'ani koyanim milaktim. Both anim of Yisrael and anim of koyanim, they will collect the leket shicho peo, the matas anim. V'ani Yisrael moichim et shalem lo koyanim midmei truma v'adom et shalem. But ani Yisrael can't eat it. Because Rabbanu gave it a din of a truma. So what they do is they sell it to Kohanim in for the price of truma, which is cheaper, and they can keep the money. Says the Mishnah, Pivom Mudalef, Rav Tafan Oimer, Ein Milaktim Ela Aniye Kohanim. The only ones who come and collect the Matos Aniyim from the field is only the Kohanim. Shem Yishkechu V'Yitnu Tuchpim. Because if you let the Aniye Yisrael do it, maybe as they're picking it up, they will forget that it has a din of truma, and they will eat it. According to you, so even by Koyanim, you should not allow every coin to pick it up, to collect it, but only Koyanim, which are Tehoirim, as the Gemara is going to explain, and if they eat it, it's not a problem, because you're Choshish to eat, you have to be Choshish until that. Because the Mishnah of Chayev is B'Maiser, you're obligated to do Maiser, because that's the din of Chulim, even though Trumo is not obligated in Maiser, but this is really Chulim, in the Raiso. We have Maiser Oni, you have to get Maiser Oni in the third and sixth year. V'ani Yisrael v'ani Koyanim noitlin. They both could take it. V'ani Yisrael moichim et shalem l'Koyanim b'yitruma v'adom shalem. As we said before, v'ani Yisrael will sell their part to the Koyanim because it has the name of Trumo, and they'll sell it for the price of Trumo, and they will keep the money. Ha'choyvet meshubach. Someone who goes and harvests himself by a dime, that's better than allowing an animal to harvest. V'adosh b'keitzad yasab. If someone is using an animal to harvest this field, so what's the problem? If you're going to muzzle her, you're not allowed to be muzzled. Lo yachsu shabadish. And this is chulin midiraisa. And if you don't muzzle, she'll come and eat the truma. So what do you do? So says the Mishnah, that what you do is, toile kfifos mitzavari behimo, you put baskets on the neck of the animal. Fanoisa tocha moisa, I mean, he puts in there whatever she's harvesting. Let's say she's harvesting barley, puts barley in the baskets. Fanimtsa loizavim to behemo, he's not muzzling the behemo. She's not eating truma because she's eating from the baskets which are closer to her head. Says the Gemara, Zoreya Trumo Shoygeg Yufach. So we say in the Mishnah, planted it with Shoygeg, so then you uproot it, and memez you keep. Doesn't make sense to say the opposite? That by Shoygeg you should be allowed to keep it. Memez you uproot it. Says the Gemara, Katsubo Shetibotel Sadeo Agav Trumo. By Mezid, we say the sod is bottled to the Trumo, and really has the din of Trumo completely. And therefore, you now let uproot it if it was done by Mezit, as we explained in the Mishnah. Shul bar avdumi boi. Let's say he comes and says, you know, I planted truma. The truma that I planted, I did it b'mezid. Let me keep it. Don't make me uproot it. Amalei, in kasheyu makirim, if people know that he planted the truma, loikuli menu, he can't come and say, I did it b'mezid. We don't trust him. Vimla, but if he's the one who said I planted truma, without him, we would not even know that he planted truma. Apesha also apeshayite. He's the one who says it's a truma. He could say, yes, but I did it b'mezid, so I can allow it to grow. Rabbi Yomar by Gidl boy, he asks, Zora Trumas Kashin, a type of vegetable, which is only Chayav Truma Midirabana. So a Truma Chutzla, it's again, Truma Chayav only Midirabana. Do we say over there as well that once you plant it, whatever grows is a din of Truma? On Malik Zere, the fact that Giduli Truma is Truma is Xer Dirabana, if it ain't Xer like Xer, we don't do a double Xer. Said the Mishnah of Yavia Shish, once it gets to a third, then it's Truma, and then even Besheg, you can't uproot it. This teaches you that the Gedusha is chal on it, even though it's still connected to the ground. Continues the Gemara in Daf Yavam base. See, if he took out Truma for something which is not yet a third, it's not Truma, because it becomes Chayav Truma only once it reaches a third. We're using the Gedusha of Chayav over Pishton b'mezid yovach. If it's flax, so then you uproot it always. Because the main knas in flax is not the seed, it's the kisomim, is the small branches, and that's something that doesn't have to do with truma. So therefore, there's no issue to uproot it, and we're coining him to uproot it, so he's not going to enjoy it. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Echevet Beleket Shechor Peil. And then the Mishnah said that the Ani Yisrael near Kohanim go and collect it, and the Ani Yisrael will sell it to Kohanim. Said, so what happened? Reisi bai, if Rish Oimerim Shlo, he did a Freshos Truma or Meiser from his own Oimerim, from his own bundles, for his Chalfuloi, and he got mixed up with others. Meaning, he's this Chalfuloi with Oimerim of Leket. And now we don't know if which one belongs to the Ani and which one has a Dina Truma or Meiser. Afilu Ken Ani Yisrael Vani Yikorani Melaktim, do we say that even though, so the same way, because he doesn't know what to do, he should let both Kohanim and Yisrael to come pick it up. The Kohanim will take the Truma. The Yisrael will pick up the Leket. But we don't know which one is which. So the Yisrael will sell to the Kohanim the Truma. Do we say that as well there? Or that's only by Gidule Truma, which is only Truma Derabanan. There will be more makel for Anani to pick it up. But if it's a Truma Deraisa, like here you have a mixture of Truma Deraisa, so maybe you don't allow it, and the Gemara does not answer according to Rav Chaim. Ratavan is choishes that maybe the Ani who's going to come and eat it while he's picking it up. Simo Tano, we learned. Ishto Ishla Ma'aretz Techenesim Ishto Ishla Chavir. A wife of a Ma'aretz can grind Tvua with the wife of a Chavir. Bizman Shi Tmeo, when the Ma'aretz woman is Tmeo, because then she's not going to touch it. She'll be careful. She knows she's Tomei. She doesn't want to make something Tomei. Avizman Shi Tahir, when she's Tahir, Loi Titchon, she mechzeket atzva Tahir Rimeno. When she's Torah, she says, I'm Torah, I can touch the Tvua. And she considers herself to be even more Torah than the Yeshus Chavir. So she'll never listen to the Yeshus Chavir who says, don't touch it because you're Tomei. But we consider Amaretz Tomei, therefore it's a problem. Okay, Divar Tavon, if it was Manchi Tmeo, lo Tietchoim. Rakur Tav Tavon Tzvar in our Mishnah. To when a person is picking it up, he may eat it. So here you should not, you're not allowed her to go and be Toichin even though she's Tmeo. Maybe she'll forget and put it into her mouth because Rav Tavon is chayish. If someone who's dealing with food, he may come to eat it. If so, also Torahim should do it. According to you, the only ones who should pick it up are Torahim. So explains the Gemara. That's what Chaim adds. I'm going to emphasize. According to you, not all you say that Yisrael should not pick it up. Also, Ani Kohanim, not all of them should pick it up. Only the Torahim of the Kohanim should pick it up, as we explain in the Mishnah. The Meister is still Chayav, and the Meister is because it's Chulin. Midoraisa. So, what Kachi must see is Chayav, but Shumois, or Meister, or Meister, it's Chayav and everything. Shumois, Meister, Meister. It says, more Litro, but Solim, Shomeiseration. Prison has an amount of onions that are Meiseration. But he didn't take out yet Shumois, Meister. The Shumo, they have to take out for Meister 10% of that. Shinoto, and he planted it. Varebo, Esel, Litro, and he grew, now it's 10 Litrim. It's 10 times what it was. He's obligated to give meiser because once he planted it, it has a din of chulin, at least midoraisa. The oisu meiser rishu shu moitzi, that's the gilsa of Chaim. The meiser rishu has to be mafish shu mafish all of trumas meiser v'al moshenota. He needs to be mafish was meiser in that. because the gedulim, the meiser, also chayav in trumas meiser, the 10% of that, and he also has to still do trumas meiser what he planted. So he has to do trumas meiser for the new gedulim, and he has to do trumas meiser for the what he planted, which is intact, as the Reb Chaim explains, because betzolim, onions, don't rot. They stay existent when he plants them. So the onion that he planted has din meiser, he still has to do trumas meiser on that part. Now, similarly, limit to betzolim shel meiser sheni. He took this amount of onions, meiser sheni. Shenoto, he planted it. V'areba eso yitrin, I grew 10 litrim. Chayev is a meiser, do meisers, which includes trumas meisers. But the meiser sheni that he planted in the ground, he needs to come and redeem it, because that doesn't go away. So the same way that if it's meiser rishon, he needs to do trumas meiser on it, if it's meiser sheni, he needs to go and redeem it. With this we conclude, Yerusha Mitzvah Daf Pei Vav.